Some interesting election stories in the news cycle this week. Jordana and Adam, back at you. David is at the helm. Thank you for spending some time with us. We will get to hopefully all of them, which is why we have our terrific guests. But you heard at the Kim Crockett, who is running against Steve Simon for Secretary of State, said that would she accept the results of the 2022 election? And she was unsure. She says, we aren't there yet. We're weeks out. We just have to see what happens between now and the certification of the results. Wow and wow. So I'm going to talk to our guest about that. But also this story, that Congress is considering changing the Electoral College. There is a bipartisan bill to reform the it's called the Electoral Count Act. And I'm fascinated by the Electoral College. As we know, sometimes it gets us in trouble with elections or it causes some issues. You can win the Electoral College, but not the popular vote. That's happened in a couple of elections in past years. So we asked constitutional lawyer Jill Hasday to come on the show and check it all or get our questions answered. She is joining us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Professor Hasday, we want to welcome you back to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thank you. Let's start with this Electoral Count Act. Mitch McConnell voiced support for this bipartisan bill to reform the Electoral College. He got in trouble with Donald Trump on Twitter when he did that. But let's talk about how this bill would change the Electoral College.
Okay, so it doesn't change the Electoral College. This is to update the 1887 law that governs how Congress count the Electoral College votes when they come in. Historically, this has been a very ceremonial process. The states send in their Electoral College votes. Congress just tallies them up at the end. But obviously, the January 6th Capitol riot and surrounding controversy made many people realize that this procedure needed to be tightened up and formalized in law. And that is what the amendments to the Electoral Count Act are trying to do.
We heard Ted Cruz arguing that he couldn't believe Republicans were supporting this bill. What is the argument from the other side on this?
I don't want to get into Ted Cruz's mind, but
you don't? Seems, shocking.
It seems like the claim on the other side is that this is unnecessary. Personally, to me, most of these provisions seem very straightforward. So, for instance, one key provision in both the House and the Senate version is it clarifies that the vice president's role is strictly ministerial, ceremonial. In other words, that he doesn't have a discretionary moment where he can say whether or not he'll count the Electoral College votes. Personally, I don't think there's an argument against that because it would be a very bizarre system if millions of people voted, but then whoever happens to be the vice president can decide whether or not he accepts that vote.
Mm-hmm. So good. Hopefully no one will want to hang our future vice presidents anymore. So I think that
the pressure would be, and also in terms of personal safety, it takes the pressure off. There's literally nothing. Mm-hmm. If this bill passes, it clarifies what I think was the long understanding, which is the vice president isn't making discretionary choice. They're just recording the votes.
Okay. Jill, the larger question, what does it say about where we're at as a democracy that we even need to do this, need to even have this legislation?
I think American democracy is under threat, and we've seen a shift in social norms. So democracy is not just a fact, it's an ongoing practice. And a lot of what sustains it is actually not the words in a statute, but social norms, what people think is appropriate to say or not say. So, for instance, you were talking about a politician or an elected official suggesting that she wasn't ready to confirm that she would accept the election results. That's just a new, you didn't see that 10 years ago, people in major parties saying they wouldn't accept the election results. In fact, it was taken for granted. So that has been a destabilizing shift, and I think the weakening of that norm in terms of why generally we had a norm that we would just accept the election results, the weakening of that norm explains why Congress, or at least some members of Congress, want to codify more because they feel like they can't rely on norms, so they have to actually put it in the statute books.
Will this Electoral Act, will it strengthen the safety and security of our elections? Sorry about that. Or will it allay anybody's, like, for example, Kim Crockett, do you think that this will say, oh, okay, now that they've done this act, I know that she's not involved with the Electoral College, but will it secure our elections? Not that I'm debating whether or not they're secure. I believe they have been fair and safe all along. But will this change anything, or will this make our elections even more safe?
I think of this as a step forward. So it does a few things. One, it clarifies the vice president's role is strictly ceremonial. Two, it makes it harder for individual members of Congress to raise an objection to a state's electoral votes. Right now, any single member in the House or any single member in the Senate can raise an objection and have the Congress consider it, which is obviously very destabilizing. The House bill would propose that you can only raise an objection if you have the support of one-third of the House or one-third of the Senate, and if your objection is actually based on a constitutional argument, not just I don't like it. The Senate is more moderate, but it still requires one-fifth of the House or Senate to agree. Mm-hmm. So I think that does eliminate a potential source of instability. Another thing the House version of the bill would do is to say that states can't have to choose their electors by laws that are in place before the election. Again, that's trying to stop shenanigans where a state might try to change their election laws after the fact when they know they lost, their side lost. It also would allow, the House bill would allow candidates to sue state officials if they fail to submit their electors or certified electors. So this bill really isn't about election security in the sense of who's voting or the votes counted. It's really focused on the moment between the votes are in and making sure those votes are conveyed from the state to Congress.
Mm-hmm. Talking to a constitutional lawyer at the University of Minnesota School of Law, Jill Hasday, the question is this. It's one thing if politicians are pushing these doubts, but if there's, 30 to 40% of the American public, of the American voting public, have serious doubts that their votes count, that the election is fair and square, how do we change that? Most troubling part to me is, how do we bring those people back into the fold and say, no, these elections are safe, the results are what they are, and we have to live with them?
Obviously, that's the very hard question. I don't think these are separate phenomenon. Why do so many of the members of the public report these doubts? In part, it's because they're hearing it from politicians or from certain news outlets. It's all related. I don't think all these people spontaneously got the idea that somehow the elections are under assault. And it is very troubling. The only thing I'll say is, when you think about what are the great things about America, one of the greatest is the peaceful transfer of power. That's when people talk about what did President George Washington accomplish. The most important thing he did is he left after two terms. He could have been president for life. He left after two terms, and he modeled peaceful transition of power.
And we can only hope that that continues, because even hearing a person like Kim Crockett say that she doesn't know that she'll accept the election results, I mean, that's terrifying. Then what? What is she going to mount a coup? What is she, I worry about that. As a Minnesotan, I worry about that we have somebody who is running for the office of securing our elections, of making sure that they're safe and secure, and yet saying that she's not sure that she will accept the outcome of her election. So I agree. We have social norms that are out of control these days. And I know that you don't have an answer to that. Jill Hasday is our constitutional lawyer, but I wish we would. We thank you so much for joining us. Adam, are you done? Can we wrap it up?
Nope. Thanks, Jill. Thanks for the information, as always. Thanks for being available. Yep.
Thanks for having me.
You got it. I mean, that is frightening, Adam. That is scary. And it is because of, like she said, social norms. Nothing changed in the Constitution. Nothing changed in the way we operate our elections. They're really not any different from what we did a decade ago, two decades ago. Mm-hmm. You know, we still have the same Electoral College that was in the Constitution. So, like, what? It's just social media, it's fake news, it's fear, yeah. It's fear-mongering that has changed, and that is terrifying.